Gentle Yoga with Jess, brought to you by Edge Movement Arts. We record every one of Jessica Lindsay's amazing gentle yoga classes live and release these classes to the world so that you can benefit from her amazing guidance, compassion, and grace. This podcast is released on a value-for-value model. If you enjoy this podcast and receive value from it, we ask that you provide a little value back. You can contribute to the podcast by going to patreon.com/yoga. That's patreon.com/yoga and pledge an amount. We suggest just 99 cents per episode, but you can contribute as much or as little as you'd like, 5 cents, $5, or nothing at all. We appreciate that you've invited us on your personal yoga journey. To contact us, you can visit our webpage at edgemovementarts.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/edgemovementarts. Thank you for joining us today, and have an amazing practice.
Hi, this is Jessica Lindsay with Edge Movement Arts. This gentle yoga class was recorded at our studio location in Beaverton, Oregon, on July 27th, 2015. This was a specialty class for spinal twists and hip releases upon the request of the students in class. You'll need an additional rolled-up yoga mat or blanket and a block. Okay, let's go ahead and close our eyes, and you can wiggle your shoulders a little bit. Maybe wiggle out your wrists and your elbows before you let your hands rest. Letting your body weight, start to get heavy on your hips. Noticing how your body allows you to get a little bit heavier into the pelvis when you exhale. Taking a moment to notice the shoulders and their movement on the back, the collarbones as well as you breathe in. And if your shoulders are working the way that they should with your breath, they should float up a little bit. The edges of the collarbones that are by the arm should float up a little bit when you breathe in. And then that sit should melt back down when you breathe out. And then if you bring your awareness to your shoulder blades, and if you're not sure that you can feel your shoulder blades, you can kind of squeeze your shoulders back for a moment and then let that release. Kind of feel the slip of the shoulder blade. The bottom point of the shoulder blade should wing out like a pair of wings as you breathe in as well. Almost like if you think of an angel that's opening up its wings out from its back, that should be like what your inhale feels like. And when you exhale, it's like the angel wings closing back in. Talk about one other action that happens with the breath that I don't think I've really talked to you guys about, and that is how your pelvic floor reacts to when you breathe. And the reason that I'm bringing that up is that over the course of time, the pelvic floor muscles can get a little bit weak or tight in certain areas, and it can pull the pelvis out of balance. It can also cause urogenital problems just over the course of time when that energy of that area is not super intact or it's a little bit out of balance. And in yoga, the pelvic floor is, or the kind of that energy center is called your Mula Bandha. So bandhas are considered to be different energetic locks within the body, but they're also like a physical thing that you do. So the the Mula Bandha is when you activate the pelvic floor, or the pelvic floor muscles come up a little bit. But this actually happens when you breathe out, the same action as the diaphragm. So if you think of your diaphragm, when you breathe in, your diaphragm comes down to pull your breath in. That action also happens in the pelvic floor. So both the diaphragm goes in or goes down, and the pelvic floor goes down. And then when you exhale, the diaphragm comes back up, right? That's how the air goes out. But also the pelvic floor slightly goes up. So, and it just happens naturally. So I'm not going to ask you to actually engage it, but I want you to see if you can notice that subtle sensation of the pelvic floor lifting up on your breath out. And that's part of the reason that when I've said in the past that you might notice that when you exhale, you'll feel like your hips get heavier. That's why that happens, why you have that heaviness feeling, is because of the pelvic floor slightly coming up and in, and it lets the rest of it sink down. So go ahead and just close your eyes, and you just simply have to breathe like you were breathing before, but you're just going to notice your pelvic floor. And it's a really subtle sensation, so you have to let your mind really dive into feeling that area. And if you're starting to feel that sensation, that subtle pulling up sensation on your exhale, you can also exaggerate it a little bit by helping those muscles to pull up and in. And this is a very difficult thing to sort of describe how to do, but if you just think of those muscles all on the bottom of your pelvis just pulling up into the pelvis, that's the action. So on your inhale, it expands. The muscles stretch open, and then on the exhale, they draw up and in. Take another two or three breaths, seeing if you can notice that action. Open your eyes and just take another breath with your eyes open. Very nice. Let's go ahead and switch the way our legs are crossed, and then we'll start out with our side body stretching. So taking your right hand down to the ground, palm nice and flat, And then on your exhale, I would like you to bend your elbow and then try to face the eye of the elbow towards the window. So go ahead and try that a couple of times. So with it, when the arm is straight, there'll be the inside of the elbow will want to face more forward for most people. So if you bend it a little bit, you can kind of rock the arm bone in its socket in the shoulder and kind of wrap it around. Okay, good. So then from there, taking your left arm up, big breath in. Exhale, you can bend a little bit more, side body stretch. Inhale, take it up. And let's just work on the arm again for a second. So just bending the elbow slightly and wrapping that around. And when you wrap that around, you should be feeling the little muscles on the sides of the ribs that connect to the shoulder blade kind of drawing in. So you can sort of pay attention to that a couple of times. Just notice when you wing the elbow back and then you really bring it in until it can't go in any further. You should feel some engagement there. Does everybody feel that engagement? Yeah, good. Okay, so then taking the right arm up. Hold that engagement and then a little bit of side body lean. Inhale, bring it up. Bend the elbow, wrap it around, and then take it over. Inhale, bring it up. Same thing, bend and wrap. Inhale. Bend and exhale. And again, inhale, bend, wrap into the back, and exhale. One more time on each side. Bend, wrap. And one more time. Bend and over. Good, bringing that back to center. Now we're going to do some diagonal sways. So if you take your right arm in front of you a little bit, but off to the diagonal, and then reach your left arm forward, and you can either have your whole forearm on the ground or it can be your hand, depending on kind of how high your hips are lifted with your prop. And then I want you to rock your arm so it goes right by your ear, and then rock it back down and round your spine. So inhale, you rock your arm by your ear, and you look towards the mirror. And then exhale, rock it down. Good. Again, breathe in. And breathe it out. And one more time, breathe it in. And breathe it out. Let yourself rock all the way to the center. Take your hands in front of you. Shake out your head a little bit. Let it get soft. Another breath in. Letting that go. Slowly walk your hands all the way back up. And before we do the second side, just let your hands rest on your legs. Close your eyes. Three breaths. Just noticing the difference between the two sides. You opened up the ribs on that left side. Does it feel easier to breathe on that side? And then opening the eyes for one more breath, soft gaze. And now we'll do the second side. So reaching your left arm diagonally in front. Right arm reaches out. You're trying to have your arm as straight as you can. And then inhale, rock open. And exhale, rock it down. And inhale. And exhale. Again, breathe in and out. And one more time, breathe it in and out. Stay down and then walk yourself to the center again. See if you can let yourself rock even a little bit further forward this time. And then we're taking yourself up on your next inhale, nice and slow. Let your eyes close, sit up tall. Notice your breath now. So many different things you could be noticing in your breath, the pelvic floor and the diaphragm. You could be noticing your angel wings opening and closing. You could notice the lightness and the heaviness of the body and how that changes with the breath. Open your eyes and take one more inhale. And let that out. We're going to work on a seated twist now, so you can extend your right leg out in front of you and your left leg is going to be bent. And we're going to work on trying to have the elbow outside of the knee. So go ahead and just check with yourself what you need to do in order to see how far up your arm you can get your knee and your arm. So you may need to have the knee up higher, or you may need to have it down a little bit lower. So just kind of check that for yourself. And once you know where you want to have your leg, then you're going to take your hand back behind you. And this time with the hand back behind, on Friday we did a lean back one. But today I want you to try to sit up as nice and tall as you can. So if you happen to end up being on something that makes you a little bit higher, you can also use a block behind you to get yourself up and tall. You just want to notice to make sure that your shoulder doesn't go too high up. So if you do have the block there, that you're still pressing that back shoulder down. Okay. And so then from there, on your next inhale, go ahead and take your right arm up. Big breath in. Exhale, twist first, and then take your arm to the outside of your knee, wherever it happens to go for you. And then we're sitting up nice and tall, so you're using that back arm to help extend the spine. Big breath in. Breathing it out. And you're using the arm that's across the body to help be a lever to help the twist. Good, and just continuing to find that twist on your own. I'm going to come around and make little adjustments. I'm going to have you bring your weight back a little bit. Yeah, there you go. Take a big breath in. And exhale. Good, and when that happened, the head came. So bring the head if you feel right here. I want you to take that back like that. Yes, there you go. Good. Big breath in. Go ahead and let the collarbones open a little bit there. Good. And then back of the head, bring it back into my touch. Yep, good. And I'm just going to touch your chin a little bit so I can see. There. Yes. Okay, big breath in. Good, don't let the head move. Did you feel how it wanted to come forward when you twisted? Yeah. Very nice. See if you can bring your hand in a little bit more underneath you. So, like closer to your pelvis. Yes, so it's kind of pushing. And then extend the spine up, 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 up. Yep, good. Big breath in. And twist more. Good. And now everyone can unwind from that twist. And then just straighten out your bent leg and take a little bit of a forward fold here. And it can either be with legs straight, or you can have the knees bent a lot, depending on what you want to do with your spine. You can kind of choose. slowly bringing yourself back up. You can walk your hands along the floor if you'd like. And just sit up nice and tall for a moment, coming into staff pose, so letting the feet flex. Your hands can either be on your thighs, or you can have them on your ground, just kind of, or on the ground, just kind of depends on how high up you are off the floor. Now, in this pose, I want you to be thinking about that pelvic floor, that Mula Bandha, drawing it up and in. So take an inhale, and on your exhale, it pulls up, just like the diaphragm does. Again, you breathe in, and exhale, the pelvic floor draws up and in. Good, and one more time, inhale, and again, you pull up and in. Very nice. Let's go ahead and do our twist on the other side. So now bending the right leg, and again, you can kind of test to see where you need to have the arm to allow it to be a good lever for you. Now, I made adjustments to everybody. The biggest adjustment is probably the head. So as we twist, there is, and I'm just going to show you, maybe I'll show from this side. Maybe I'll show from right here. So the biggest adjustment of what I want everyone to think about, and you felt it when I adjusted you, but was to make sure that when you twist, that you don't let the head lead into the direction of the twist. So I see that a lot. So instead, you want to be thinking of keeping the head back, and that's why sometimes I moved everybody in slightly different ways depending on where their head was, but it's the back of the neck kind of feeling like it pulls up and back. And if it pulls up and back, then it'll stay right over the top of the spine. So then as you're spiraling, it'll spiral all the way up, and it'll be an even spiral, right? Not that it's wrong to sometimes round and twist, right? We do that. But when we're working on finding that spinal extension and sitting up nice and tall, I want your spine to be as straight as it can be, okay? So I'm not wanting the curves to be in your spine. Okay, which is called axial extension, when you extend all the curves out of the spine. So as we are doing the second side, go ahead and set yourself up, bringing your hand in as close as you can to the pelvis, taking your left arm up, and then exhale, twist first, and then take the arm outside of the leg as the lever. And now notice where your head is right now. See if you can take your head into the right position. Good, and then you can work on twisting little by little. Oh, you're so nice and tall this time. Good, big breath in. Very nice. Good, very nice. You to puff up your chest a little bit. Yes. There you go. Good. And take another breath in. And breathe out. Keep the head back. Keep the head back. Back here. Back here. Yes. There you go. Good. Much better form this time. And think of getting even taller. Your whole spine extending. Even puff up your chest a little bit. Big breath in. And breathe it out. You can hold it, you can hold it. One more inhale where you are. And exhale, go ahead and unwind your twist. Same thing, you can either have your legs out straight or you can have your knees bent forward fold. Let that release. Big breath in, breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath in. Letting it go. Slowly bring yourself back up on your inhale and extend your legs to straight if they were bent for the previous version. Flex your feet And then hands on thighs or on the floor. You can let your eyes close, working on the pelvic floor, lifting on those exhales. So whenever you're ready, big inhale, everything expands, and then it pulls up and in on your exhale. One final breath in and breathing it out. You can gently open your eyes and take an inhale while holding the position and let that go. Good, let's find our way into a downward dog. Taking the time to set up your hands, spreading the palms really nice and wide apart, fingers spread wide apart. Lifting up through the hips, keeping the knees bent enough that you really feel like you can push all of your weight back into your feet. And then you can start pulsing out your legs if you'd like, stretching through the backs of the calves. And as you're stretching through the backs of your calves, and really bend one knee and then straighten the other one as much as you can so you really feel the difference between the two legs when they're stretching. But then also as you're reaching one of your heels down towards the floor, try to push through the inside edge of the heel towards the floor and push through the outside edge of the heel towards the floor and through the middle of the heel towards the floor. So if you're paying attention to that, you'll be stretching the different parts of the calf muscles. So just see, where is it the tightest? Is it the tightest on the outside edge? Is it the tightest on the inside edge? Or straight through the center? Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And then coming down into child's pose or puppy dog pose. Let your knees drop. You can decide how you want to sit back here, letting yourself melt down. Taking one more breath in, breathing that out. And then slowly, when you're ready, bringing yourself up onto your hands and your knees. And we're going to start doing the thread the needle action. And so we'll do it three times, and then I'm going to show some different props that you can use to change up the way that it feels. So the props that you'll want to have with you, and you don't have to use them if you don't want to, is to have your rolled up yoga mat and a yoga block. And they can be like this, but they don't have to be. So we're just going to start out by finding the twist a couple of times. And I want you to focus on how much you are twisting in your spine. So because we already warmed up the spine with a twist, the action when you're going and opening and then when you're going through, I want you to think primarily about the twist of the spine, not what the arm is doing. Okay. So let's go ahead and start with the left hand as your base, and your right hand will be the one that comes up. So when you're ready, take an inhale and twist your spine. And then exhale, when you reach through, I don't even care how far down you go, twist the spine. Good. And inhale, bring it up. And exhale, take it down and twist. Good. One more time. Inhale up. And exhale, down and twist. chest. And now go ahead and come on up. And I'm going to have everyone try this prop, and then you can take it away if you don't need it, but it'll just be kind of fun to do. So if we are wanting to work so much on the twist, so when I'm normally in this threaded needle position, if I was on the ground, depending on how much I can twist my spine will determine how much weight ends up being in my shoulder, in my head. So if my ability to twist is not very much, then I'll be more on my forehead, and then I have to use my other hand to assist. Does that make sense? And that's if I can't twist very far. So we're going to use the prop, and I want to show it to you this way, because what it does is when the spine is straight, that's probably its easiest ability to twist, yes? So if I'm in a forward fold and it's difficult to twist because of the angle of the body, then I'm going to try to make myself more in a straight line with my spine. Okay, so if you're looking at it, when I take myself through, instead of lowering all the way down to the ground, which can compress through the hips and make the twist a little bit harder, if I'm up higher, then I have more of a straight line spinal twist. Does that make sense? So we're going to go ahead and take that left hand down to the floor, and then right arm, take it up just to give it a little stretch. And you want to have the block so it's going to be underneath where your shoulder is. And then as you twist, you're going to set the outside edge of your shoulder on the yoga mat and then let your head relax. Now, because we're using a prop, you have to sort of figure out where do I need to be and where do I need to have the yoga mat and the block so that I'm working primarily on the twist. Good. And then you may have to adjust the hips back a little bit or the hips forward a little bit for it to be comfortable. So if you want less weight in the head, but that will compress in the arm a little bit more, the hips will be back more. And if you want it to be a little bit more forward, you can do that as well. And let's go ahead and come on out. And then I'm going to show one other variation. So sometimes when we are in this position, it can feel like your arm is really compressing into your chest and that can be uncomfortable. So when you have the yoga mat and the block so that they are lifting you up higher, you can actually take the arm out of the equation if you're working on the twist itself. So what that'll mean, and I'll show from this side this time, is that instead of worrying about getting my arm through, if I'm really wanting to work on my twist, then I can adjust where these are so that my bottom arm actually stays relaxed, and then I'm letting the inside of my armpit and my head rest. So now I can have a little bit more relaxed other arm that I can take behind my back. And now I'm just seeing how much I can twist from the power of my spine, but I'm not necessarily using the other arm for support. So go ahead and we'll try it one more time on this side. So instead, and you have to adjust where your yoga mat is, you want to let your arm just kind of come underneath the yoga mat. And then the inside of your armpit is going to come where the block is on top of the yoga mat. And then you let your head turn. And then you can kind of see how much you can relax your left arm in this position. It'll be less of a twist for you, but it's coming into a similar shape where one shoulder is up higher towards the ceiling, the other shoulder is down lower. That one's heavy on the head for you. Okay, then come out of it if you don't like it. you really like the other one? Okay.
Yeah, you know, I think kind of that mind body realizing it's a spinal twist, not a stretch for the shoulder.
And that's the thing, is that depending on how much you can spinal twist, like for some people it's not really going to be much of a stretch for their shoulder at all. Like because I can twist a lot, right? I cannot even, like, this arm's like doing nothing. It's just there, right? It could easily be somewhere else, you know? So, but because that is the primary action, is the spinal twist, but for a lot of people, because the twist doesn't happen very much, you end up being more on the front of the head and you end up being facing more towards the arm. And so all you'll feel is the arm stretching. Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and do our other side. So you want to move the yoga block out of the way for the moment. Let's see, when I was on this side, I did my right arm, so left side, left arm up. Oh, well, we're going to move it back in place, but I wanted to just do the twist back and forth a couple of times so you can work on the spinal twist. So go ahead and taking your left arm up now, big breath in, twist through the spine, and then exhale, twist it down. And again, inhale up, and exhale, twist. Good, and one more time, inhale up, and exhale, twist. And then bringing yourself back up, moving your props, and then finding the outside of that shoulder there, letting the head relax. And you may have to sometimes come into a little bit wider knee stance, depending on how it feels for you. But since you're in a higher position and the head isn't going all the way to the ground, you can work quite a bit more on extending the head actually forward before you let it touch the yoga mat. Taking one more breath in and breathe it out. And slowly bringing yourself out, taking your right hand to the floor. And you can take it all the way up. Go ahead and slide these out of the way. And then we're going to come back into downward dog. Spreading the palms nice and wide, curling the toes under, lifting through your hips. And stretch it back, shake out your head. And then one more time, stretching through your heels one at a time. So doing three stretches of each heel down towards the floor, trying to stretch through the different parts of the heel. Stretching through the different parts of the calves. Go ahead on your inhale, come forward to your hands and drop your knees down, and then we'll do some hip flexor stretches. And I would suggest taking your yoga mat that we have and using it to set your knee on, just so that it stays nice and comfy. And so then you can take both knees on top of the yoga mat, so you'll be up a little bit higher. And then walk your hands off to the left and take your right leg forward in front of you. So it'll be your left knee that's on the yoga mat, and then right leg is in front of you. So we're going to start out with a little runner's lunge or lizard lunge stretch. So you want to toe heel your feet so that it's at a diagonal, and then take a little bit of a lean forward until you feel a stretch through the front of your left hip flexor. So you're letting that hip come forward. And then we're going to pulse up and down. So inhale, you come back a little bit. And then exhale, pulse it forward. Get in touch with your inner lizard. Inhale back. And exhale forward. And one more time, inhale back. And exhale forward. And then depending on how flexible you feel that you are, you can drop down to your left forearm. And it's okay to take the left arm out to the side a little bit to make it easier to drop down onto that forearm. And you can also take your yoga block, if you'd like, and put it up there as a prop to make it yourself a little bit higher. Yep, if you need it. One more big inhale. And letting that go. Then slowly bringing yourself back up. Walking your right leg back. Swing it back behind you. And then we'll switch to the other side. So if you know that you wanted the yoga block there for that final pose, you can have it off to the side. Walk your hands off to the right. Left leg comes forward and it's diagonally out to the side. And you're trying to have your knee up so that it's in alignment with where your shoulders are. So if you notice from, if I show from this side, I don't have my foot back. So you see how my knee would be like in alignment with the rib cage? I'm wanting to bring it so far forward that it's almost in alignment with the shoulders. So, does that make sense? So now we do little pulses, and you can kind of adjust where your foot is, the angle of your foot, so you're getting the best stretch for you. So inhale, and then exhale. You can walk your hands a little bit forward, stretch the front of that hip out, and then inhale, bring it back again. Exhale, stretch it forward. And inhale, bring it back. Good. And as you're stretching it, you're trying to let the hip tuck under to get that nice stretch. And then bringing it back. And then if you want to use your yoga block to help prop yourself up so you can come onto your right forearm, you can. So you're bringing your hips as far forward as you can take them. And then having the yoga block off to the right, letting your forearm rest on it. Your other hand can help support if you need it. Another fun option here is to use your left hand to actually push your knee away and rock onto the pinky edge of the foot, of the left foot. So you can try out that version and see if you like it or not. Letting yourself breathe. And then taking your left hand back down to the floor, come up onto both hands, walk the hands off to the right, take the left leg back. And then we're going to come into a puppy dog pose. Just stay with your knees on top of the yoga mat. Drop your head down. Let yourself relax. And on your inhale, go ahead and bring yourself back up onto your hands and your knees. And we're going to keep the knees on the yoga mat. We're going to take the hips forward. So both knees will be on the yoga mat. So you're going to walk your hands a little bit forward. And the goal is to let the hips open and to open up through the belly and then to bring it back and stretch back. So how far you go forward is going to depend on how strong you let your belly be. If your belly is super strong, then you should be able to stretch all the way down. It might even take the feet off the ground. But if the belly feels like it's starting to not be able to hold its strength, then only go so far as the belly can hold the strength. Okay. So taking yourself all the way back, give yourself a stretch. Inhale. Let the hips lower a little bit. Exhale. Inhale. And stretch it back. Inhale. As you exhale, your pelvic floor should draw up and in. This will help protect your back. Inhale up and exhale back. Now, before we do this the next time, I want you to think about this. So just hanging out back in the back position. So when you exhale, it draws your pelvic floor up. So that engages the pelvic floor muscles. When you engage the pelvic floor muscles, you're engaging the low belly, the low back. So you're going to be protecting your low back with your exhale. So take a breath in. Come forward. Exhale. Squeeze the pelvic floor muscles up. Squeeze the low belly. Good. Inhale. And exhale. Stretch it back. Do that again. Inhale. Exhale, pelvic floor muscles squeeze, and inhale, and exhale. Let's do it one more time. Wiggle out your fingers and your wrists. Plant your palms nice and flat again. Breathe in. Come forward. Exhale, let the hips stretch down, but you're squeezing everything in. Inhale up, and exhale. Take it back. Very good. Inhale, come up onto the hands and the knees. And then you're going to walk your hands back a little bit. Curl your toes under. And then continue to walk your hands back until you feel a stretch through your feet and your heels. Then we'll do little pulses forward and back. So just tiny little pulse. Inhale. And then exhale. Stretch through the heels. And again, inhale. And exhale. You may be able to come with the hands off of the mat to really give yourself a stretch. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale. This time you're going to see if you can take your hands completely off. Maybe bring them all the way to the rolled up mat, or you can come back and sit back on your heels and just hold. Big breath in. Breathe it out. Another inhale and exhale. Bring yourself forward, release the feet, tap the feet, top of the feet to the floor. Okay, we're going to come in to frog pose. So this is a standing pose where we come into a little squat. So you could just take one foot forward, and I want you to take that foot forward and put your heel on the yoga mat. And then you can come up onto your fingertips, take the other foot forward, put your heel onto the yoga mat. And you want to have the balls of the feet on the floor, the heels on the yoga mat, and the feet turned out. Good. Then if you need to, if you have your yoga block around and you can find it, you can use that to lift yourself up a little bit more. So now the goal is to drop the hips down and have the head come up and the knees bend. So you're going to take a breath in. On your exhale, you're going to start to bend your knees and see how much you can let your hips drop down. And then you can push back up, come out of it, stretch your legs if you need to. You can adjust your feet. Finding the perfect frog pose with the position of your feet may take a couple of times adjusting. So again, as you exhale, you start to take yourself down. You may be able to take your hands off of the yoga mat and take them to your heart, or you have the yoga block, and then bringing yourself all the way back up. Give yourself a stretch. One more time. When you're ready, use your inhale to just hang out. And then exhale, you're squeezing your pelvic floor muscles up and in as you drop it down and breathe out. Maybe hands to heart, maybe not. For 3, 2, and 1. Take it all the way up and then turn your feet in and then just do a forward fold. So you can use your yoga block if you want for support, or you can just let your hands hang out on the floor, towards the floor. Good. Big breath in. Breathing it out. Another inhale. And exhale. One last breath in. Breathing it out. Okay, now we're going to work on some shin back bends. So you're going to take your hands down to the floor so you can bend your knees as much as you need to. And then set your ankles on top of the yoga mat. And the knees will be on the floor. And then you're going to have your block with you, and I want you to come all the way up onto your knees. Now, since we've had such nice squish on your knees, if you're like, oh, now it's hard, you can always take your yoga mat that's underneath you, and roll it up a little bit if you need that little extra cushion. Okay. So with our yoga block, we're going to do some kind of one-sided stretches. You can either take the yoga block on top of your rolled-up mat and then stretch it up, or you can have it behind the yoga block or behind the rolled up yoga mat. It'll be a little bit further back, so that does create a little bit more strain in the lower spine, which means you need more belly strength. So you can go ahead. Let's start out with the right side first. Take a big breath in and then exhale. Looking back behind you, place your block wherever you would like it. And then inhale, you're going to lift up through your chest. And then hold for your exhalation and try to press your pelvis a little bit forward. Inhale, lift yourself all the way back up. So reach your top arm forward and then switch the hands with the yoga block. As you breathe out, you're taking your yoga block back behind you. Inhale, lifting up your top arm. Exhale, press your hips a little bit forward. Inhale. Exhale, squeeze the low belly and the pelvic floor in, then come up, inhale. And switch sides, exhale, take it back. Inhale, lift the arm. Exhale, hold, squeeze the low belly in. Inhale, come up. Switch to the other side, exhale. Inhale, arm up. Hold for your exhale, squeeze the low belly in. Inhale, come up. One more time on each side. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, up. And last time to the left. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale, bring it all the way up. And then we're going to come back into downward dog. Plant the hands, extend the legs, stretch it out. Shake out your head. Big breath in, breathing that out. Good, another inhale. And exhale, if you need to come down, you can. I'm going to come and give everybody a little bit of a pulse backwards. Keep your hands where they are. Yep, let me stretch it this way. Good, you can bend your knees even more. Lift your heels a little bit. Yes. Good. And then if you want to rest and come down, you can. Good, good adjustment. And then you can rest and come down if you'd like. And look at that. Oh, his heels are all the way to the floor now. You can rest and come down. Good job. And go ahead and rest and come down. Very nice. We're going to move on to our backs now and do another back bend. So when you're ready, you can come up. We're going to use the yoga mat. If you want it to be up a little bit higher, you can have the yoga block underneath it as well. And you're just laying back on it, having it butt up right up against the pelvis, and then taking yourself back. So it depends on how much lounge chair you want to feel like you're in. When you have the yoga block underneath, it really feels very loungy. And then you can just let yourself relax. You can take your legs into whatever position feels best for you. Thank you. overhead for me and grab onto my wrists. Good, take a big breath in. Big breath in. And breathe it out. I even have a little seat back here. It's great. It was perfect. Same thing. Grab onto my wrist. Big breath in. And I'm going to turn your arms. Yeah, there you go. And then breathe out. And take your last breath in and out where you are. And then to come out, you can roll yourself onto one side, let your knees bend. Now with your left arm, gently bring yourself all the way up to seated. And we're going to do one more round of spinal twists, this time using our yoga block and yoga mat. So you can turn yourself so that the yoga mat is next to the left hip. And you're going to have both knees facing the same direction. And you have your yoga block up the same way that it was before. Now, the goal here, depending on your ability to twist, is going to be to eventually get the center of the chest to be right along the yoga mat. So that would look like this. And then to have the head going the opposite direction of the knees. Now, if that is too intense to start out, the easiest version is going to be to set the side body on the yoga mat and have the head the same direction. There's not a whole lot of twist here, but it still feels nice and relaxing. or to twist a little bit more to still try to get the center of the chest on the yoga mat, but have the head the same way. So that's like the progressions up to it. And you can adjust these as you go along, that maybe after you're hanging out here for a little while, you may feel like your spine has relaxed enough to let the full twist happen. So you can go ahead and work your way into that. And you're trying to get yourself to be as comfortable as you can be here. So really letting your full body weight drop down into the support. Yourself two more inhales and exhales to see if you can melt a little bit more into the support. To use your arms to support your upper body again. Start to slowly bring the chest up. And then you're going to twist all the way around to the other side. And since you have let yourself stay in a twist on one side for a while, it might take a little bit of time for your body to want to twist the other way, so just take your time with that twist. Using your breath, slowly lowering yourself down. have 30 seconds left to go on this side, inviting your body to melt a little bit more, make any adjustments, to sink down. Inviting your final breath in. Letting that go. And once again, ask your arms to start to find some strength, slowly bringing yourself up and unwinding. And then once you bring yourself all the way up, you can come up to seated. We're going to move the yoga block out of the way. And we're going to lay on the yoga block one more time. But this time you want to have your hips on it and your head off of it. So you'll lift yourself up so that your tush, just the end of your tush, is on the back of the yoga mat. And then bringing yourself all the way back. And you can keep your knees bent, but you want your head to be on the floor. And you can kind of adjust so that you're in a good spot for you. So we want the whole spine to be higher than the head so the throat can open a little bit. And then you can either have the feet just hip distance apart, knees up. You can do it more like constructive rest pose and have the feet out wider, the knees in towards one another. You could also have the legs straight. That will be a little bit of a hip flexor opener. So if that's not what you want, then maybe keep the knees bent. It is a little bit more roly-poly. Final breath in, breathing it out, rolling yourself off onto your side again. You can bend your knees or just bend one knee if you'd like to roll yourself off. Once you've rolled yourself off, go ahead and reach behind you and roll your yoga mat out of the way. and then laying on your back. Take a moment to flatten out your spine. Adjust your head. Wiggle out your wrists and your fingers. And you can either choose to just lay in Shavasana, just completely flat, or if you want to have a little bit more support today, you can take your rolled up yoga mat and place it right underneath the upper thighs, and that will let the knees bend slightly and make a little bit less strain through the low back if that's ever a concern. I'm just going to come around to everybody and give them a little chest stretch. Take a big breath in. Breathe it out. Big breath in. Wiggle, let your hands wiggle. Take a big breath in. feel ready, you can move your body, stretch your body, move on to one side, come all the way up to seated, whatever feels great for you. Bring my hands to heart center and thank you for your requests and your desire to want to play with your practice today and learn new things. It was such a pleasure to work with you. Namaste.